How do you design extraordinary event experiences for your guests? I have an expert in this field in our studio today. Welcome, Paul Bulencia. Hi, Paul. Welcome to our studio.
Hello. Thank you.
We're going to talk about extraordinary experiences. But why is it that in the event industry we are always talking about experiences?
I think the major challenge is to make people realize that events are experiences and that they should think in the framework of how they can carefully design each point of this experience so that it corresponds with a greater vision.
Okay. And how do you do that? Because you have a lot of experience in creating experiences. How do you start with that? Because a lot of events are still the sum of certain elements, but not an experience as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, the easiest example that I give to business people that ask me how to do that is I put them in the shoes of a birthday planner, because mm-hmm. everyone more or less at one point has planned his or her own birthday or the birthday of someone else. And when you're planning a birthday, your main goal is to create a extraordinary birthday, an amazing birthday, etc. And then you have to come with ideas of what to do necessarily. Most of the people choose to go for the standard, let's go to a restaurant or let's have a barbecue, which is something standard that people might expect. So it's not that extraordinary for your guests. You might also ideate with friends of how to organize this birthday. And a lot of you might come up with a lot of different ideas and you don't know which one to choose or how to generate better ideas. And a major tip that I give to people is think of theming your birthday. So, for example, if you have a theme for your birthday, like inspired by Batman, mm-hmm. then you know that all the ideas that you come with, they either correspond to this theme or they don't. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you start ideating, it becomes easier to think within that framework of a theme. And it also becomes easier to discard ideas that do not correspond to that theme. And then you have to think according to that theme, how do I write the invitations for the guests? Well, they should be somehow in Batman style. Maybe I send them some sort of a code that they have to crack or something of that sort. How would the drink looks like? How would people dress up? Well, maybe they would dress up in black. What would the songs be like? Well, they would be like they're from Gotham City. So as soon as you have a theme, it's easier to create and come up with ideas.
So I understand that a theme can help create an experience, but how do you then take the next step? Because I read about some of the events you organized and they are just a step higher than a theme party. They are really extraordinary experiences. That's even a step further.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the theme is the major part that you should focus on. So, and then after you have the theme, what I use or what we use to design is the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. So this is a template that could be easily implemented by event planners or designers. And the hero's journey is a template model of what all stories have in common. And this has been written in the 40s by Joseph Campbell, who read a lot of stories and identified that there is a major pattern between all world stories. And later on, I think in the 80s or 90s, someone came and made this pattern a bit shorter and called it the writer's journey, which a lot of people used in Hollywood to base their movies on this writer's journey. If you think of movies like Star Wars or as Matrix or Harry Potter, they're all inspired by the writer's journey. And by using this template of hero's or writer's journey, it's very easy to come up with an event that is an extraordinary. So if you think of, I'll just define it in steps right mm-hmm. now. So it has three major stages. It's the ordinary world, the day-to-day life of the hero that is not the hero yet. And mm-hmm. then there is the special world, where a lot of things happen and it could be the event in itself. And then there's the road back after the event has happened, you come back to your day-to-day life. So we use this template, and we in each stage we have several steps. So for example, you have your day-to-day life, and then in every story there is a call to adventure. Something happens that disrupts your day-to-day. So let's say in an event case, you receive an invitation. That is a call to adventure. That is a call to go somewhere, to travel, and to be in another world with other people, with other rules. Mm-hmm. And immediately after that step, there is always typical to human behavior, and that's why it's shown in movies and stories as well, is the refusal to go on the journey. So you think, okay, maybe it's too expensive, or okay, maybe it's too far away, I don't have time. Maybe it's too much for me, or I have other things to do. And then in every story, you have the Gandalf of the story, you have the Morpheus of the story, you have the Yoda of the story, in which you're meeting the mentor. You're meeting a guide, or you're getting advice of how to overcome this refusal to cross this threshold into the event zone or into the experience zone. So after you meet the mentor, usually what happens is you decide to go on the adventure. And then you have the step called crossing the threshold, which means taking an airplane, taking a bus, taking a car, and arriving at the destination. But once you arrive at the destination, you have tests and challenges and allies that help you overcome them. All of these small tests and challenges are all made to make you a more powerful person, so that in the middle of the whole narrative, you face yourself, or you face some bigger challenge, and you overcome it with the help of these small tests. So if you think of the event industry, usually people go to events with the hope to come back home with new knowledge. But in order for you to internalize new knowledge, you kind of need to unfreeze your state of mind, because at an event, usually you get hit by information that kind of challenges what you think and believe, your practice and so on. So you need to be prepared to get this in. So this would be the biggest challenge. Challenging your own assumptions, let's say. So after you have these challenges, you usually get the reward, right? Yep. That could be a booklet of the conference, that could be a diploma, that could be new friends, that could be anything. And then you go back home. So you have the road back, and then you have what is called resurrection. You come back changed. Yep. Because maybe a lot of people could relate that they attended some events and they came back so changed, and everyone asked them, how was it? And it was very hard for them to define what exactly happened. So people don't talk too much about the event because they know they cannot describe it in words. And then you go back and you come back with the elixir. And the elixir is your knowledge that you can share with others, and also make them understand and become better, because you're the hero and you have been through this journey. So if you design events by having a theme, and you look at your event through the Campbell's story narrative, the hero's journey, it is easier to design for every step before, during the event, and after the event. And for example, you know that you launch a call to adventure, whatever mm-hmm. it is, it should correspond to your theme. And then that call to adventure, by knowing the hero's journey, you know that people will say, hey, I might not go, even though they opened your email and clicked on their link, you see that still there is no purchase made. Yeah. Well, then if you know the hero's journey, you know that there should be a meeting the mentor step. That might be a follow-up email, that might be sending something in their post, that might be a new blog post. So you're very aware of this, so you design for it.
Do you have, maybe that's a little bit more concrete, do you have an example of an event you organized where you can see those steps?
Yes, we do have. And I'm not sure how much I should share, but I'm just going to give you some examples.
Yeah.
So, for example, in crossing the threshold, you are being met by allies. As soon as you enter this special world, so our event is located in Poland, and people mm-hmm. arrive at the Berlin airport. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they arrive at the airport, they meet their first ally. So they're being greeted. So just for people to understand, our event has a lot of storytelling that is embedded within the event. Mm-hmm. So, for example, it's a college of extraordinary experiences, and we are making it in an old castle in Poland. It looks like something inspired from Harry Potter. And of course, at this old castle, because it's a college and we make it special, we also have castle goblins. And the castle goblins are no other than people that usually help with logistics, moving chairs, or they'll help with people getting water, or they help with people that have questions. So they're the main helpers of the whole event. So we took out the goblins from the castle and brought them to the airport. So as soon as people cross the threshold in this special world, they're already met by allies who can help them understand how to navigate through Poland, how to get to the castle, because the goblins will take them to the castle. So this is a concrete example. Another example would be defining an enemy, right? Every society needs to have an enemy in order for it to have meaning. Mm-hmm. So in our College of Extraordinary Experiences, we define the enemy as the Hydra. And the Hydra has a lot of heads. So if we're thinking of experience design, usually as an experienced designer, you have a lot of doubts of how to create experiences. So you have fear. You might also be met by arrogance from your own company. You might also act in a complacent way. So all of these were heads of the Hydra that we designed in our event, talks and challenges for people to face their fears, to face their thinking of doing something that is normal, to change the reality and then face the Hydra. And then at one point, after they got this training and they showed that they're worthy enough to pass the big test, they had to slay the Hydra in real. So that means they had to take some torches and find the Hydra in the what we call the dark forest and just throw fire at it and burn it. And this is something very symbolical, but if you think about it and you embody the experience, it does something to your mind, saying that you achieved something, you destroyed this Hydra. Even though it was in a fictional world, as soon as people go back home, because this is their road back home, we tell them, right now you got the reward, you slain the Hydra, but be aware there are a lot of more Hydras there. Yeah. So here you learn how to do it, and you have to be prepared. So these are some concrete examples.
Yeah, and you were always talking about the way back. Do you give people something to remember the experiences, or...?
Mm-hmm. I think in extraordinary events, memorabilia is one of the key things for people to come back to the event and remember it and also have the knowledge to implement it. So we realized that there are a lot of different models and approaches of how to create an experience. So we did not give one single model to people. Instead, at the college, we had 10 professors or more than 10 professors, and we asked each professor to write their own small game card of experience design. So each professor had between 5 and 8 cards with tips of how to create experiences. So we had a card of, I think, 90 or more than 90 cards, deck of cards of 90. Which we gave to people to equip them with once they go back, just to shuffle through them. And these cards could also be found hidden in the castle, the collector edition cards. So you can just search and find them on secret passageways and so on.
Okay, that's really great, and it's an interesting way at how to look at events. Paul, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.